I think there's an art and a science to medicine. And I think time has afforded me a greater appreciation for the art of medicine, in addition to, of course, time management and ken or know-how. Oftentimes, when a patient is seated, you can tell by the expression on their face, the way that they're seated, their exactness or inexactness in the way that they talk to you as to what might be going on deeper than they're willing to reveal. I've often had students who sit with me and my own medical assistants ask me, how did you do that? How did you ask a question that was not necessarily obvious? Those questions might be, is there something that you're not telling me that you feel is important to my understanding, the full extent of your story? Or tell me about your childhood. Or is there something going on emotionally that might be provoking your physical well-being? So I think my ability to relate to my patients lies in my need to understand them beyond the most recognizable of cues. I can't figure out what's going on if my patient can't communicate their story with me. The power of time and patience and availability seems so obvious to the lay public, but for a harried physician in a practice that's demanding with 15-minute visits allocated, make for a difficult equation then. How do we grapple with the paucity of time availability and yet the magnitude of problems besetting our patients? And so it takes keen interest in being able to make sure they're getting across what they need to say intelligibly while doing so timely. So yes, we have to say, I'm going to get you back on track, or please tell me why it is you came today. Tell me one problem you have been waiting to talk to me about. That's not to say that they don't have 3, 4, or 5 waiting. It's to say, let's start the ball rolling by getting to the heart of maybe the most pressing reason you came in to my office today.
Yeah, and that sounds like a big challenge because, as you're saying, you typically get 15-minute increments to see a patient, and yet you're also trying to help them with big issues. That both stories you mentioned involved addiction. And so I'm wondering, how do you balance those things, the need to complete your day and yet also really listen to patients' stories?
It's hard. I'm not even going to suggest that there is a magic bullet or a lofty wand I could wave in order to effect an outcome that's beneficial to both my patient and to myself. And there are days that I'm going to come away ruminating over maybe an interaction that didn't go the way I had hoped or perhaps the patient had wanted. And so there will be disappointments in medicine, in life, in human interaction. And the goal will always be do no harm, effect the best possible outcome that you can, with the understanding that a dialogue involves two people. And so the conversation rests on my willingness to listen and my patient's willingness to participate. I believe in the brand of medicine I practice, and I really hope I can touch as many people as possible before I leave.